At a press conference in Manchester Monday, Rubens told the crowd that Congress needs to change its philosophy on drugs. Policies geared around abstinence and incarceration, he said, aren't working.
We've spent $1 trillion on the war on drugs here, just in the United States. $1 trillion, and yet illegal drugs are more available at a lower price than they've ever been before.
Rubens, who served on the board of a drug counseling center in Lebanon, spent most of his speech pointing to countries like Switzerland that have successfully implemented so-called harm reduction approaches. Rubens' approach to the drug crisis distinguishes him from incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte, who's asking Congress to give law enforcement more money to fight the epidemic. Last year, more than 420 people died from a drug overdose in New Hampshire. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.